Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're tuned into the voice of the Utes on the home of the Utes. The Bill Riley Show, presented by Salt Lake Mitsubishi, right here on ESPN 700.
All right, rolling here in the first hour on a Thursday Bill Riley Show. A lot of football, obviously. We'll get to plenty of that. Cam Rising joining us in about a half hour or so here on the Bill Riley Show. But we'll talk a little basketball, too. College basketball practice. Yeah, we're talking about practice. Is underway. Men's and women's basketball all over the country now underway. They've been doing workouts since they got back to school, but full-on practice is underway, and it's the same up at the University of Utah as Craig Smith begins his second year and hoping for some big improvement this year. Change on the coaching staff? You bet. Familiar face and name and friend of mine is now on staff up there. He joins us right now. Chris Burgess, Utah assistant, former Utah basketball player. Give us a little insight on things. Burge, what's up, man?
Bill, what's going on, man? I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You settled. It's been about 6 months now. You settled in?
I am very settled in. It feels like I kind of just got here, but at the same time, I look back and I'm like, oh, I've been here, right? I've been here for almost half a year, it feels like. And now the season's going and being around these guys and for spring and summer and fall, I'm very settled in and have a good feel of you know, who we are as a program and the values and standards that Coach Smith brings and demands. And so it's been fun. It's been a fun transition.
So what have you learned about this group? Because you're kind of coming into, with the exception of Gavin Baxter, who you've coached the last few years down at BYU, most of these guys are pretty new to you. So what have you learned over the last 6 months? Because you guys have been able to work out with them and do summer conditioning and some stuff, yeah, limited stuff, before you get into practice. So what have you learned about this group?
You know what? We first of all, we have really good depth. Like, we have a lot of guys like competing, where like certain days, certain guys are at the, you know, really, really rise, and other days, certain other guys like, you know what I mean, rise to the top. And so we have some really good depth. I think that we, you know, our, like our size, the physicality, and the length is much different, right? Just adding even guys like Gavin or Ben Carlson and a couple of the freshmen, Luca and Will, and then combining that with Brandon and Marco. Like, I love our size. I think we have a team that can really defend and really rebound. But I love our depth. I love the physicality. And I think that was probably one of the key things in the offseason, right? They wanted to address was just the you know, our bodies, right? Bigger bodies, longer. And so I thought the coach and this coaching staff done a great job. And, like, our guys have done a really good job with Coach, you know, Coach Ogden in the weight room as well, like pushing themselves and getting their bodies right. But that's one thing I thought. I was like, man, we got some depth. We got some competition. And that's good. That's really good.
What about the, you know, last year it was all kind of new because everybody was new, with a few of the holdovers from Larry's team. But I'm curious, there's a bunch of new faces this year. Some guys transferred out. Some guys didn't come back. So how much have they built that on-court chemistry together? Because they get to do open gyms and runs and workouts.
Yeah.
Shooting an open gym is different. But, I mean, can you sense any sort of chemistry or cohesion yet with this group?
Yeah, and it's a combination of, you know, our guys being able to work out, like you said, spring and being here together for one of the semester blocks or in the summer blocks and being together and working out there and playing pickup. And again, in the fall. But it's also like a testament to like the resources and facilities we have here with the, you know, the Huntsman practice facility and that beautiful locker room and that gym that's 24/7 where they can be together with each other, right? Like they can spend time with each other. And then we've got some really good leaders. You know, Marco Anthony is a 6-year guy and he's grabbing Brandon Carlson's, you know, he's an older guy, right? He's grabbing some of the younger guys and some of the, you know, the sophomores, and they're organizing, you know, pickup or whatever it is, or playing pick, like, or hey, let's go get some shots up. And so it's a number of things that our locker room is really building, and we have good guys. Now, listen, we're 0-0, and there's no box scores, right? But this locker room right now, it's really special. I come to practice every day, pretty excited that they're going to compete, but also they're going to, you know what I mean? Afterwards, they're going to get shots up together, and they're going to go out together, and they're going to do things together. But it's a number of things that create this, like the culture or the chemistry, and I think everyone is super important, and our guys are taking advantage of it.
Chris Burgess with us here on the Bill Riley Show, University of Utah assistant. Practice underway up on the hill as they get ready for the upcoming season. You work with the big guys. Give me an idea of how the bigs are coming along. Your first chance to work with Brandon Carlson and Ben Carlson. Yeah. And obviously, hopefully, and maybe you can give us an update. Craig did last week. He said Gavin was still a couple of weeks out. Maybe you've got an update on mm-hmm. that. But kind of give me an update on the front court, guys.
Yeah, first of all, Brandon Carlson, he's everything I thought he would be and more. Like, he comes to work like every day and wants to get better, wants to come in and watch film. He's special. Like, he's 7 feet. He runs the floor. He's added some good weight, and he's so versatile. I think he's super comfortable when he's facing the basket, but he's kind of, he's also, when he gets it down low and he's pivoting, he's hard to guard because he can really elevate above you. He has a special knack, right, rebound the ball, and he can really run. All of our Utah fans know this. I've been really impressed with just his work ethic and wanting to, like, this kid's dying to make the NCAA tournament, right? And he's put in a ton of work this offseason on the court and off the court. Gavin Baxter, he's working every day with me 1-0 or 5-0 going through the set. I'm putting him through some really good workouts right now with just getting into his lungs, trying to get him to get in shape a little bit, but also every day trying to trust his knee, trust cutting, accelerating, decelerating, jump stopping, rolling to the basket, back picking and popping for a shot or screen. So he's doing all those things, and we're building up his confidence mentally just as much as his movement. And he's doing therapy and weight training every day with Tremor Jameson and Logan Ogden. So he's coming along. Ben Carlson, he's been so well coached, right? He played in Wisconsin, played in the Big Ten. He's got a physical, thing about him, right, where he has this ability to go grab two-handed Big Ten type rebounds. That's kind of how I know it's weird, way to talk about it, but like I'm like, man, that's a Big Ten rebound, right? Where you just go get it with two hands, right? And so he didn't shoot the ball great last year, but like he's got a good stroke. Like you're gonna have to guard him. He's gonna command some space on the court. And between him and Brandon Carlson out there together, that's going to be a fun little Carlson connection with the way they can command space inside and outside. And then, of course, my freshman, Kaba, right? This guy's a physical specimen, big Pac-12 body. Like, this guy defensively has a knack. Like, he grabs rebounds, and I'm like, that's different, right? Like, he just went over Brandon Carlson, right? Or he just does things that are just super different. He's coming along offensively. Film work is huge for him. So he can see it, right? He can understand the terminology we're using when we're saying certain things. So he can see the reads because the game's fast for every freshman. I don't care where you're from. The game is always fast for freshmen, especially for post players. I was a post player, and I felt the same way. And so watching film helps the game slow down so he can see it. So then the next time he's out there, hopefully he can make those reads. But I'm telling you, defensively, this kid is special. Like, his ability to guard the post, defend the ball screen, switch at times. And then he just grabs rebounds where it's like, holy cow, like our guys did a great job boxing out, but they still can't get it, right? Like he just comes up with them. So those are a little bit of our guys I'm excited about. I love the depth we have. Like all those guys got great length. They got great athleticism. And so it puts us in the mix of where we should be for a Pac-12 front court.
Quick follow-up on two of those guys. I know who Gavin is. He's just got to get healthy. But I know what his game is, and I know what Brandon's game is, too. Let's start with Ben real fast. It felt like he was projected to be in the mix as being a striker. Is he Pac-12 ready? Is he a guy that can play big minutes for you? Is he ready to play? Because he's battled some injuries and playing time and stuff in his career. If he's healthy, is he a big contributor for you in the front court this year?
Yeah, I have ultimate confidence that Ben can, you know, play some four and slide to some five. Because of where he's been the last 2 years, he's been coached. He's been really well coached. He plays the right way. And he's going to fit a nice role, right? Like, he's going to fit a nice role. So I have ultimate confidence. And he wants to work. Like, he's super coachable. And so he came here with no ego. It didn't matter that he's coming from a Wisconsin program that won the big, he didn't care. He just wants to be a part of a program that believes in him. And we do. We believe in this kid, right? And I think he really meshes well with our other, like, you can mix him in with anybody in the front court, like, and the back court, of course, but like, you can mix him in with him and Brandon can play together. Him and Kaba can play together, right? I definitely think him and Gavin can play together. But we're going to need, like, for us to be where we want to be, we're going to need him. Like, we're going to need him to do what he's capable of doing. So I have ultimate confidence. I think we all do as a staff and his teammates have ultimate confidence that he's going to help us this year in a lot of ways.
And then the other follow-up is on Kaba. I mean, he's a freshman.
Yeah.
Do you see him having – I don't – it's early. I understand that. But do you see him having a role this season, an on-court role this season?
I think there's potential to, yes, because at the end of the day, he can – I mean, I'm telling you, he can really defend, right? I think that's the hardest thing for freshmen is, like, the defensive part holds them back, right? They don't understand certain things defensively or they're in the wrong places. But, like, he knows how to guard a ball screen. In this day and age, that's what a lot of fives do. Right? They set ball screens rules. He knows how to guard a ball screen. He knows how to defend the post, whether if we're playing one-on-one. And he can rebound with any of them. Right now, he's got to keep working offensively, and he's got to keep progressing. But where he was at when he got here in the summer to where he's at now, like I'm telling you, there's going to be a chance for him to compete for time. And that's what I love about Coach Smith's kind of philosophy with his roster and playing time. Everybody has a chance to compete for time, right? It doesn't matter who you are. Or I think some programs, right, like you're going to come in freshman. Hey, you're a freshman, and, you know, like you'll work your way into minutes, maybe year two or year three, right, where I don't think that's who Coach Smith is. And so there's going to be times we're throwing him in there. Like, they're going to throw him in there. He does some things that are pretty special.
Chris Burgess with us here on the Bill Riley Show today, Utah assistant basketball coach. His practice has been underway for a couple of days now. So what's the part of the floor, the game, the team, whatever, where you guys have a lot of work to do still?
Yeah, I think with a lot of new guys, right, like being thrown on the floor together, I think it's just the chemistry on the court of, like, where guys like what tendencies of guys, right, like who likes to do what, where do we need to get certain guys shots. I think that, you know, one thing we've really been addressing the first few days is a conversion defense, because I feel like if we're a team, we can really crash this glass, right? We're going to send three guys to the glass at a time. And so when you send three guys to the glass, like, you got to be able to convert and match up, and you might be cross-matching that. So that's something we're really working on right now, because teams are going to run, especially the Pac-12, right? We're going to play some teams in the non-conference too that are going to run. So if we want to send three guys to the glass because we think we have an advantage all the time, well, we better get really, really good at converting and not worrying about who your man is and more about worrying about just get matched up. Let's just stop the ball, which is the problem, and then we'll match up. You know what I mean? We can get our matchups once they get it pulled in half court. So I think that's one area right now. And I'm probably saying that because I've been watching film, and I'm like, oh, that's where we got to get better. That's one area I think we can get a lot better. And we're never going to sacrifice going to the offensive glass to get back in conversion D, at least right now, because when you got guys like Brandon and Cave or Ben and Marco, right, like, or even Will Exact, like, we want those eyes on glass because we got an advantage. But at the same time, we got to get back on defense. So it's like you want to be, like, I always tell my bigs, like, the special bigs in the NBA or college, your player, they're the ones that are, like, they're the first guy on the glass, and then they're the first guy back, right, on defense. I know that's super hard, but, like, those are, like, your Kevin, well, my, our era, right, that was Kevin Garnett, right, that was Tim Duncan, those guys. And so that's one area where, like, we got to get better. We definitely got to get better because we're going to be an offensive rebounding team. We better be a really good conversion.
Go back to your freshman year at Duke. When you got out on the floor your freshman year at Duke, where did you have the holy crap moment when you got stuck into a game? Whether it was a matchup or an arena or something where you got caught in the post having – who was it that you were like, oh, my God, I'm going to match it. Coach K put me in, and I've got to post with this guy. I've got to guard this guy.
Antoine Jameson, 100%, in the Dean Dome. And you remember that team as the team that Utah beat in the Final Four. Like, they were the number one, team in the country. I know, like, they were the number one team in the country, right? Now, they didn't win it, but arguably one of them, Vince Carter, Antoine Jameson, Shamon Williams. Everyone remembers those teams. But I got and Elton Brand had broke his foot, right? And so I was starting 5 men at the time, and so I got matched up with Antoine. And they run that Carolina break, as you know very well. Right, and I got cross screen. Right, they turn it. You get cross screened by the guard. I got whale on the guard. Antoine catches it and throws up that little hook. I run down the floor. You know, whatever. I can't remember what happens. To come back. and he trails in for that. This is whenever the mid-range basketball was in play. He trails in and bangs that mid-range. And then there was another play, right, where he catches the ball and he just dunks it. And it's a quick 6 points, and the Dean Dome's going crazy. We're down 19. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm not ready for this.
What did Kay say to you when you came out on a timeout or came out of the game?
Oh, man, I think it was Wojo, Coach Wojo, to be honest. I think there's actually probably a YouTube video of him just lighting us all up. Because it wasn't really about, like, what was great about Coach and Wojo and those guys was it was never personalized. Everything was, like, the team, right? Like, if I'm struggling guarding someone, it's more of, like, he can't be there on an island. We need to do this. Like, you know what I mean? It was always about the team. No one was ever personalized. I don't remember. Maybe I've completely blocked that out. But that was the holy cow, this is, the ACC is different, right? And Antoine was player of the year, ACC player of the year, national player of the year, but got absolutely murdered and just crushed by him. And I think Vince had the best missed dunk ever in college basketball.
In that game?
Oh, in that game, Ed Cota threw it off the backboard, and it was so high, and he took off, like, just inside the free throw line. But he was so high, he had to get his head out of the way as he's slamming it with two hands. But it's on YouTube. You can see it. It's grainy, but still. And he misses it, right? And he goes all the way to half court. And it was the greatest missed dunk ever in college. We came back. We ended up tying it, but then they pulled away. And then we got them. We played them about 3 weeks later. And so we were 14-1, and they were 13-2. And it was at Cameron Indoor. And we won basically the last 7 seconds of the game. So we won it outright with 51 ACC, and they were 14-2, and we both got number one seeds. So that's how good that rivalry and that, as you know, right, that those games were. Super fortunate to play. And then we played them a third time in the ACC tournament championship game. They got us. So they beat us 2 out of 3 times that year.
Were you more comfortable the second time at Cameron because you were at home at Cameron and all that stuff?
Absolutely. So comfortable. Had a couple of highlight plays. I only probably played about 12 or 13 minutes a game, and Elton was back. And so Shane and I were kind of subbing for each other. Battier and I were subbing for each other. Rashawn McLeod, who was, I think, the top 25 pick by the Hawks, had a great game for us. Elton had a really good game. But we ended up beating him by, I think, 3. They had a couple free throws to tie it, and they missed late. Cameron was just so loud. But I did. I do remember that game very vividly. And it's actually – I think it's on, like, ESPN Classics every now and again. It's the game where Coach Wojo, he's a senior, and he kind of runs to the crowd after the buzzer, and he finds Coach K, and he hugs him. It's that game, if you've ever seen that, like, you know, highlight from, you know, the Duke basketball. But it's that game. And if you look at it really closely, he blows by me. I think he's coming to hug me, but he just pushes me to the side because he's going for Coach K. Totally slighted at the time, but understand now that that's okay.
Oh, hey, before I let you go, Burge, before I let you go, I said this to Craig when he was on with me last week. I feel like you guys have a lot of really good pieces, but I feel like it's kind of a puzzle right now, trying to figure out with all these, because it's not a set team, how all these pieces fit together. How do you guys do that as a staff over the next month and a half?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, we got to play, we got to teach, we got to build the philosophy of what, you know, we got to build good shot, bad shot. We got to start on the defensive end. We got to build a rebound this fall. I think we have to play. We got to go out there and we got to have different lineups in and what gels, what works, right? I think that competing out there and who's going to rise to the top, like I think we got to play and then, you know, collect that film and the data that we have from our practices and our 5-on-5. Break it down in film, break down the numbers, talk amongst the staff, watch it with the team individually by position or, collectively. And, like, we got to grow from there. Like, we have to. And that's what's great with the rules now that the 20 hours of practice, we get 6 weeks to do that with, you know, a close scrimmage or an exhibition, right? 2 exhibitions or 2 close scrimmages. And so we need to play, right? Like, we got to play. And then as we're playing, implement things here and there and then figure out, right, like, figure out what lineups work, right? Because I think you're right, right? It's a little bit of a mystery, but what I can tell you is we got an all-conference center back, and those are hard to come by, right? We have a very experienced wing or four-man, Marco, right, who's a defensive-minded, offensive, defensive rebounding veteran. He's been in it, like, you know what I mean? He's won championships at Utah State. He understands Coach Smith's philosophy. Right. And then we got some pieces that we've added and a returner like Steph, but we've also added some pieces like a Ben Carlson,
right? Like a Will Exact, that are going to fit, right? They're going to fit with what those returners bring. So we have a good core. Now it's about adding those pieces to buy into what we're doing, what we believe, and then put our guys in the right positions. And we will. We'll figure it out. That's our job as coaches. That's why, you know, they pay us the big bucks, I guess.
That is true. We'll talk more as we go along here. By the way, give the family plug out right now. Your daughter KJ is thriving as a freshman on the Utah volleyball team, but I got that text from you. More good news for the Burgess household. And can I say it? Rock chalk?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, rock chalk. So I'm super proud. Like, first of all, I love my kids. I got five beautiful kids. And when I had girls right away, you know, I was one of those dads that thought, oh, I'm just going to have boys. And I have girls and girls, and they're volleyball girls. And my oldest daughter's name is KJ Burgess. She's a freshman, and she started a bunch of games here for Coach Beth with the youth volleyball team. And they're having a really solid start of the season, and they're headed to the L.A., USC, UCLA playing, but she's been fantastic. And then I have a junior in high school named Zoe Burgess who just gave a verbal commitment to Bill's Kansas Jayhawks. And so it was fantastic. The first time I've been to Lawrence on an official visit a month ago, and Bill, they rolled out the carpet for her in terms of they had Bill Self spend some time with her at the volleyball blue-white scrimmage and their facilities and the history there. And she, like, the college, small town, you know, feel of just being, like, come on, Lawrence is
Kansas, that's awesome.
Like, KU, and it was fantastic, and she felt the love. And she's excited to kind of blaze her own trail, right? Like, you know, mom and dad played here, mom soccer, me basketball, and her sister's here. But at the end of the day, she was just like, I want to go blaze my own trail and create my own, you know, identity. And so I'm super proud that she came to that decision. And so we're excited for her. The work is just beginning for her, but we're super excited for her.
Well, congratulations to Zoe. KJ's off to a good start. And hopefully you don't let us down on the coaching side of it, Burge.
I'll do my best. You know I will.
Hey, good catching up. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Burgess with us here on the Bill Riley Show today. University of Utah assistant basketball coach with us here as we'll check in throughout the fall camp.